Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Frosty Friday, everyone. Take that how you may. Might describe your windshield this morning when you woke up. Might describe a little Miller time in the Hart household tonight. You take it how you may, Fitzy, but it's a frosty fall football Friday, a Patriots Friday. Here on WEEI Afternoons.
Andy, I take cold showers to wake up before the show, and this is the first time all year. I'm kind of regretting it because I didn't anticipate how effing cold the water would be. That said, I am wide awake for a frosty Friday football action-packed show today.
So we're about 10 minutes away to talking with one of the Patriots coordinators, and this week it is Josh McDaniels, the guy who is doing his job so well, apparently. He's already being asked if he wants to stay with Drake May forever or would he be looking for another head coaching job. We can get into that later because I want to pose a question, Fitzy, right out the gates here. Success.
Oh, all right.
Success has found its way into Foxborough and New England. They're 3-2. They're a top 10 team. Their quarterback's top 10. That guy we just talked to is WR1, as they like to say in the business, Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. And it made me think, suddenly there's actually talent all over this team that we're pointing to, key players that were like, oh, that guy seems important. Oh, that guy's got an important role now. Christian Gonzalez. Defense wasn't good when he wasn't out there. It's gotten better since he's out there. Then, oh, my God, he's limited yesterday, but he's back out there today. Gonzalez stays in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
So, who, not named Drake May, because the quarterback's always the answer in football if you can ask one of these questions about somebody being important to the team. Quarterback's always the answer. Maybe ask Bill Belichick about that. When you have a bad $2 million quarterback, you have a bad football team. And we'll get to Bill Belichick later in the breaking news from The Athletic, or a depth piece from The Athletic, maybe I should describe it as. But Fitzy, which player on the Patriots, five games into the season, has become the most important non-Drake May player?
Ooh.
And would you like me to give you options, or do you just want to throw out an answer right off the top of your head?
I've narrowed it down to a top three, and it's going to be tough.
Okay, number three on Fitzy's list is Fitzy's three.
The Fitzy trio.
Fitzy five.
Minus two. I'll go number.
Number three.
Number three.
Three.
Milton Williams.
I like it. The Jones and Keefe show, the Milt Man.
The Milt Man has delivered time and again. Maybe we'll hear from Christian Barmore later on in the show about just what a massive impact he's had on his game, the D-line, and the defense overall. That guy likes being a Patriot. Hell, I'll tell you a team that would love to have him right about now. Oh, just about any other team in the NFL, but most especially Big Dom's Philadelphia Eagles, who suddenly don't seem to have the same teeth on D that they used to now that the Milt Man is delivering in New England. Coming in at number two, that would be none other than WR1, Stephon Diggs. Man, the energy that this guy has brought is unbelievable. His buy-in and subsequently the offense, the quarterbacks, the teams buy in behind him. Andy, this is the first guy that legitimately has had Patriots players and fans alike ready to run through that quickly erected metaphorical brick wall. Holy smokes. He is all about that action. And from last Sunday night to now, he's easily become my new favorite member of the 2025 Patriots. And the number one most indispensable New England Patriot 2025 on the Fitzy 5-2 is Gonzo, Christian Gonzalez.
Oh, I mean, the old hammy guy himself.
The difference that he makes. I mean, you just saw easily yourself how much better that defense got when he came in. Like, they were good, but they were just missing that little extra something. All of a sudden, you get one of the five best cornerbacks in the NFL and soon to be a $130+ million man back there. Boom. Sauce. Gonzo is the tops.
So I like your list, and I do think it probably could be expanded to a Fitzy 5 on a different day, different time of year, different show. But interestingly, in my ear, one Dan Ball chimes in with, my answer wasn't on Fitzy's list of three answers. So Dan Ball, most important Patriots player not named Drake May, five games into the 2025 season is?
I think so. Good afternoon, boys.
Hey, how are you?
Compared to expectation, defense has been roughly what we were hoping it would be. Offense has been a lot better than I think we thought it would be to this point in the season. And the player that I think has showed up and showed out is Will Campbell.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Big Country is my most important Patriots player
other than Drake May.
Yes, they actually do, because Drake May yelled it at him from across the locker room.
Yeah. Wait, it's Bryant Reeves plays for the Patriots?
No, he's much better looking, more athletic. I think he's going to have a better career, higher upside, all those things. Yeah, Mark Daniels, I believe, actually asked him. He's like, no, Drake just calls me that. They don't call me that. One of those types of things.
Yeah, so. But Drake is our quarterback, so it's now his nickname.
I will say, if the coach or the quarterback calls you something, it generally sticks. It generally has legs. They will be calling you that moving forward, Big Country.
And I'm just begging for Drake May to show any kind of personality or any anything about him other than just I play football and my teammates are great. So yeah. If he's creating nicknames, embrace that. Let's go.
Absolutely. Stiz, would you like to play this game of most important Patriot not named Drake May, five games into the 2025 season?
I'm with my behind-the-glass brethren, Dan. I'm a Will Campbell guy. I was excited when we drafted him. First game, I was like, oh, did I? But he's shown improved. I love him. I love him in the locker room. Let's go. Will Campbell, baby. Protect our quarterback. Die for Drake May.
You guys think he's the most important Patriot? Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Can I throw a few more names out there that I don't think are actually in contention for the number one spot, but if I were doing a ranking or a rundown like Fitzy did, and a reminder, we're about 5 minutes away from talking with Josh McDaniels, Patriots offensive coordinator, about the important guys on his offense at the very least. But a couple names I would throw out there, sneaky candidate, because I think the other end of the line is really important too, and you don't have depth on the line. Morgan Moses has done a really nice job at right tackle. I do not want to see either of these tackles miss time. I think if either of these tackles miss time, you could have problems, even though I have a developing take that, it's not even really a developing take. I think it's a fact. I think it's become quite clear that the best offensive line coach since Dante Scarnecchia is Doug Marrone.
Oh,
we missed
down.
It a couple weeks ago. They put Ben Brown in there, and we didn't even talk about it. Like, he was fine. And that's what used to happen with Dante Scarnecchia. He puts a guy in there, and you're like, oh, they got a backup. That went fine. Let's just move on to the next week. And that's how it's been with Doug Marrone.
What is Russ Hochstein doing in the Super Bowl? Oh, wait a second. We never mentioned his name.
Right. So they have scar power back with Doug Marrone. Yes, Dan Ball.
That's also why I'm arguing on behalf of Will Campbell, because he's starting next to a rookie guard who hasn't really played guard before, and then you rotate in Ben Brown, and you really haven't heard much of anything about any struggles for the offensive line. So I think he's held down the left side of that line tremendously.
Let me throw out another tag team type player. Morgan Moses and Will Campbell's your tag team on the tackle position on offense.
Well,
I would say
your
defensive tackle position has a good tag team working with Milton Williams and Christian Barmore, who, if you go by some of the things that I don't go by, but other people do, like PFF statistics, rankings, grades, things of that nature. Christian Barmore has actually been better than Milton Williams with some of the numbers, and I think that tag team duo in there has been really impressive. I'd also throw, and this may just be a dark horse candidate, you could probably survive without him, but I do think he's really important, is Hunter Henry. I think Hunter Henry, early on, before Steph Diggs caught fire at receiver, Hunter Henry was a really important go-to guy for Drake May, and I still think there is a rapport and a comfort level there for him. But Fitzy, if you made me pick, it's Steph Diggs. Steph Diggs has become the guy. They have a guy to throw to. And as you mentioned, he might be, and we're going to have to get into this after we talk to Josh McDaniels, the best combination of on-field performance and energy guy or whatever you want to call
charisma,
it.
Charisma.
Yeah.
The intangibles, the unquantifiable, the things that, like, you want the player to bring that inspires others to want to raise their quality and caliber of gameplay. He is doing all of that. I'm telling you, like, the best thing that could have happened for this football team is going to Buffalo with Steph Diggs saddled with vengeance on the mind.
Yes, that was, and that's the challenge he and they face that he brought up in his strongly worded comment that comes from a leadership perspective about this week maybe being tougher. You know, getting ready for the Saints, a team you're quote-unquote supposed to beat, a team you go on the road against that isn't a division rival or foe. One of your best players didn't formally play for them, so there isn't this automatic energy in the locker room, on the practice field. Can you kind of strum up that energy a little bit and find a way?
Will Campbell, I mean, Will, it's a little bit of a homecoming.
He never played for the Saints.
No, but he's a Louisiana guy, and he's going down to the Caesars Superdome, so there should be a little home cooking for Sling Blade, the left tackle out there.
I would be quite happy if I see him yelling at everybody on the sideline and when the defense is on the field yelling still and be like, this is my state. We need to prove it. Nobody comes here and wins a football game against my team. I owned this state, blah. I would love to see that. I don't think you will. I'm not sure that's his big country style of leadership. But
maybe he'll just wrestle a gator on the sidelines before the game or something.
There is certainly a challenge here for the Patriots to get themselves ready for a very important football game. And Josh McDaniels, we are awaiting his arrival here on WEEI Afternoons. Yes, Dan Bald, we have an update in regards to
that. He is doing his offensive coordinator due diligence and meeting with somebody right now. So we are expecting him any moment from now.
Okay. Any moment we'll talk to the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, Josh McDaniels, here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Reminder, we'll also at 3:30 have our weekly check-in with Mike Giardi. We'll get his input. I'll be interesting to see what he has to say about the most important Patriots player right now, not named Drake May, as this team strengthens and evolves. You know what I like, Fitzy, though? The list.
I just like the list.
Well, I love ice. I had some good ice cream last night with a little cotton candy topping sprinkled on top. But no, I love that there's a list.
On a freezing cold Thursday night in the fall that feels wintry, you had a cotton candy topping?
The heart wants what the heart wants, right?
That's what the heart gets.
Absolutely. But no, there's a list. You know, in recent years on the Six Rings pod, we've talked about, like, oh, players you'd like to protect and most important players, jersey sales.
We didn't have anybody in an expansion draft that we would have. Literally, we had nobody that we would protect one season in an expansion draft for the team.
All right, let's go to the guest line now, where we're going to speak with offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here on a Patriots Friday on WEEI Afternoons. Mr. McDaniels is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Josh, how are we doing this week?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I am great. And you guys have turned things around very quickly, both offensively and as a team. And I wanted to start there because I'm sure you've heard the term rat poison. Nick Saban used to use that term, rat poison, while at Alabama, trying to get his team to ignore the positive outside noise when all of a sudden everybody's telling you how great you are. As a coach, how do you deal with that? Because this week, everybody says your offense is great. Everybody says Drake May is now suddenly a top 5 or 10 quarterback and an MVP candidate. How do you manage those expectations as a coordinator?
Well, it's a very humbling league, and it's week to week, and there's a new challenge in front of you. And again, I think you have to go through some of these experiences, good and bad, to, I'd say, really get consistent at handling the results of one week and then going into the next week. And those results could be, you know, a poor result and, you know, motivate you for the following week, and they could be a good result and, you know, and then you have to handle that as well. So I think the biggest thing for us is learning how to treat each week as its own entity and challenge, which it is, and try to go through the same consistent process, I would say mentally, emotionally, physically, so that, you know, you refill your tank each week. You get yourself up for the challenge that lies ahead, which in this case is going to be significant, going on the road against this team and this defense, and trying to prepare the same way. So, again, there's no shortcut to that. You got to live through it. You got to go through it. I don't hear or see anything. I don't have time to do much of that stuff during the week. So I'm lucky in that regard. But, you know, regardless of what the result was the previous week, it has no bearing on the outcome of the next game.
Josh, so going back to last Sunday, the third quarter, the big pass play, the one everybody was all googly-eyed about, the 33-yarder from Drake to Stephon. Obviously, that wasn't the way that it was drawn up. And if it was, brilliant. But how much, I just wanted to ask, how much sort of like freedom or like recess ball is cooked into the game plan every week as opposed to like just trying to stick to the script? Because that was like incredible improvisation, it seemed, where those guys were on the same page immediately.
Well, I mean, I don't think you can ever predict improvisation. We work on scramble drills and those kind of things from OTAs on. And I know Coach Vrabel's been adamant about us just trying to run realistic drills in practice because, you know, let's face it, not every protection is going to be perfect. They're going to do some things sometimes that force us to adjust. And he's really, you know, done a good job of trying to make sure that we simulate those things in practice as much as we can and use them to our benefit and then hopefully create some good habits when they do come up in the game. But I think one of the things on that play that nobody had spent any time talking about, at least not that I've heard, is, you know, the Bills bring the weak corner and the Will linebacker and, you know, and Will Campbell and Jared and Travion are the three guys over there on the left. And all three of them end up, you know, basically on the right spot, in the right spot, doing the right things. And so there's a lot of things that go into the success of one individual play. And in that case, obviously, everyone's talking about the throw and the catch, which those two guys made a great play. But I've always thought that, you know, any good play is the product of 11 guys doing their job pretty well. And in that case, there were some other guys that really did some things that helped us.
Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here with us on a Patriots Friday on WEEI Afternoons. Josh, during your press conference yesterday, you were asked a question that I don't know if it caught you off guard, but it definitely caught me off guard about your coaching future. You know, just five games into the new season, you were asked about coaching Drake May forever. Do you want to be a head coach again? And I don't want to ask that, but your answer included how much you love living and I assume working in New England. So I wanted to give you a chance to expand on that. Why do you love living and working in New England?
Oh, I think, first of all, I think that's a broader question than, and it encompasses things that are beyond football in all of our cases. I mean, life is more than just what you do for your job. And in this case, you know, I've had the great fortune to be around this area and this place and work at this organization for so many years. And I'm, you know, incredibly indebted to the people that have allowed me to do that and given me the opportunity. And my family has also created their life here. And, you know, this is where my kids were born. And, you know, there's things beyond football that I think that question, when you answer that question, which I don't have a great answer other than what I told you yesterday, is, you know, I love being here. I think there's other factors in my life. I'm almost 50 years old. I've done, you know, some of those other things and experienced some of those other things, and those are great. And but I couldn't be happier doing what I'm doing, and I hope I earn the right to have the opportunity to keep doing it. That's really what I'm most focused on, is trying to do my job the best I can each week, each day, so that, you know, that the people that I'm, you know, that I work for and try to do the best I can for are happy to have me.
Josh, does it feel like, I know obviously the Drake to Stephon connection seems like it really kicked it up a notch over the last 2 weeks, and you were just saluting some of the line play last week, especially on the 33-yarder. But after the last 2 weeks, does it feel like the offense as a whole and not just the Drake to Stephon connection has turned a corner for the better?
I think we learn things every week. Honestly, we came off the practice field 30 minutes ago, whatever it was, and we just got done watching the film, and we learned, you know, we learned some things today. And so I still think, I know I said that, you know, that the dreaded P word to you guys 2 weeks ago, you know, which was patience. And for me, I kind of continue to harp on that, because I think improving, you know, a unit full of guys that are out there trying to do the right things. And there's so many variables in our sport, so many variables from 1 week to the next, everything changes. And you're just trying to, you know, gain consistency from 1 week to the next. And hopefully, you know, you improve in a lot of areas, you know, but I've definitely seen some growth from us each week. And I know there's plenty of room for us to continue to grow and improve. And I'm really hopeful that our best football is going to be in front of us. That would be our goal.
Josh, in that process, what is the dynamic like in the offensive coaching room? Because I'll be honest, I posed the question, quote unquote, could there be too many cooks in the kitchen? There's a lot of assistant coaches on that staff that have been play callers, head coaches, probably have strong opinions beyond just their position. What's that dynamic been like working with all those guys?
Incredible. you're right. We have a lot of really bright people, really accomplished people that are doing a great job in their roles. And, you know, I don't think, you know, a staff is no different than the team. You know, we continue to evolve and grow and communicate weekly and figure out, you know, what the absolute best thing for our players really is in each situation. And so, to be able to have this opportunity for me, you know, I think I've worked with some really good coaches in the past, and boy, am I lucky to have a chance to work with these guys, you know, now. And Braves is part of that process for us, and his input, and, you know, just what he knows about defense, offense, special teams, and the things he's able to add to us. And you look at Todd and Thomas and Doug and Haas and Ashton and Tony, and I mean, I'm very, very lucky to have an opportunity to be with such a good group of guys that all have the same goal in mind, which is to help our players do the best they can and improve. So really enjoying this process and look forward to continuing it.
Josh, looking to this Sunday down in New Orleans against the Saints, who picked up their first win last week, what kind of problems could a Brandon Staley New Orleans defense present for you in the offense Sunday?
They're very well coached. Brandon's done a tremendous job wherever he's been. They have a system that's versatile, and they got really physical players. This is a physical front seven, a lot of big physical edge players. That it's not just the same two, even though Granderson and Jordan are really, really good together. They play multiple people on the edge. They're physical inside. The two linebackers are really active. Davis played against him a number of times in my career and coached against him. And he's been, you know, it just seems like he never changes. He knows where the ball's going. He's got such a great handle on what they're doing defensively. And the secondary is long and athletic and play a lot of tight coverage. So this is a team that's going to be well prepared. They're going to have a plan for us. They're going to make us have to adjust to some things that they're going to do that seems to happen every week when you watch them play, not to mention the physical challenge that they present too. So and then you throw on top of it the environment, playing in the dome down in New Orleans where noise is always an issue. Huge challenge, completely different style of football than we played last week. So we've spent, you know, all week getting ready for this and looking at them, and you know, hopefully we can go down there and put our best game out there on the field on Sunday.
Josh, I'll get you out on this, and I know you got your hands full up here, but I'm sure you're at least aware that Bill Belichick has been under fire at UNC. And I think you'd probably consider him a mentor. I know you had a lot of success with him, great relationship with him. Any reaction to the way things are going, or even just a, a comment? Would you like to support him in his time of need?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I appreciate the question. I don't really know much about what's going on. Obviously, you know, we've been kind of knee deep in our own thing here. And, you know, look, I've coached with and for a lot of people in my life. And certainly he's played a huge role in my career in terms of opportunity and helping me learn so many, you know, valuable things in my career. So I never wish ill will on anybody. I want them all to do well wherever they're at. And there's a lot of people that have impacted me. So, you know, I hope those guys, you know, do the best they can. I'm sure everybody's working hard and, you know, but we got our own challenges up here and certainly focused on what we can do to try to help our team get better and beat the Saints.
Absolutely. Appreciate you joining us this week. Good luck on Sunday in New Orleans, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. Have a great Friday.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, too, Josh.
That's Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That was Josh McDaniels, Patriots offensive coordinator, just moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. On our weekly chat with the coordinators, I wonder if we're going to get a chance to mix Zach Hardcore into the rotation at some point. Although he probably will never actually get the title, so they probably will never give him to us because he's just the linebackers coach.
I don't think they will, so therefore they will use that out as a reason to just continue rotating Mr. Springer and McDaniels. And Okay, that's fine by me. I mean, Springer's obviously a high-energy guy. I love chatting with him. And I feel like we learn a lot from Josh, who's really cool with us, considering that, you know, probably if we had those interviews during the aforementioned Belichick era, probably wouldn't be as forthcoming.
I thought that was a really enjoyable conversation with Josh about things that weren't just like, you know, Steph Diggs, Drake May, whatever. We got into, you know, I thought that was a really early question yesterday from Andrew Callahan. And I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying, like, 5 weeks into Josh McDaniels' tenure as the offensive coordinator for the third time, we're asking him about like head coaching gigs and future and aligning himself with Drake May forever. I thought that was interesting. And I thought Josh, if you saw the video at the podium, thought it was interesting, thought was kind of caught off guard by it. And then the question about, you know, basically saying family and all these things that have set roots. And, you know, we think of these guys as just like migrant mercenary coaches, right? Oh, the job opened up here. I'm going to make X millions of dollars. I'm going to go to that place. And Josh is like, you know, got kids, got a wife, got roots, got a house. Like, they're comfortable here. They have a life too. I think that's interesting.
Yeah. Number one, he's tried head coach twice, and it's gone exactly 1 3/4 seasons both times. As offensive coordinator, he has experienced immense success on multiple occasions in the same location. Third time should be the charm for old Josh. Like, that'll teach you. Let the kids grow up, make a lot of money doing something you love, something you're really good at. Maybe go to the playoffs again or win another championship. Oh, and every month open up the mailbox and there's a check for like $800,000 from the Raiders.
Oh, I think there's a check bigger than that from the Raiders, and he's making good money. And then when the Raiders' money dries up, he'll make even better money here if things are trending the way they've trended over the last month with he and Drake May. Also, not the worst thing in the world, and that part of the Callahan question I agree with. Like, if Josh and Drake May are as good as they've been the last month, and Drake May is as good as everybody seems to think, if he is, who was it? Oh, Greg Olsen. If Drake May is trending toward being the best quarterback in football and you're Josh McDaniels, he lived that life before. When you align yourself with the best quarterback in football, it's probably an enjoyable life. And mm-hmm. he could have that. You know, why would you want to leave that? Why would you? You've risked it. You've lived, as he said, he's not yet 50 and he's lived quite a coaching life in the National Football League.
Yeah. And everything is setting up ideally for those that thought he was not the sexiest or most dynamic choice. Okay, to each his own. Some of us were excited to see him come back and see what he could do with the more dynamic, athletically gifted, talented quarterback, you know, from head to toe that is Drake May. And, you know, early results are in. They're looking pretty good. Sky may just be the limit. Maybe he's having fun, too. Like, this is the most athletically gifted quarterback he's worked with, and they're just barely beginning to tap into his skills.
And I would just like to thank him, even though he's probably not still listening. I believe he had a meeting to get to, for his professionalism. Like, you know, he probably doesn't want to have to answer questions about Bill Belichick and maybe even doesn't really know in depth what's going on down at North Carolina and this week and the way
he's read
been.
A couple things.
He's probably heard a couple things, but I appreciate the professionalism to just answer the question in a professional manner and not, you know, get all ticked off or whatever. And I appreciate that. But let's work in a couple phone calls here. 617-779-7937. Let's go to our buddy Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, Hart? 50. Hey, Hart, are you going to be down at University of Rhode Island tomorrow?
I am actually not. My son is not yet on the travel roster. I'm not sure he wants me to share that on the radio, but the cat's out of the bag. So, yes, I won't be there.
It's all good. it'll be there soon. Based on an interview with Josh, I think one of his strongest assets as an offensive coordinator is, you know, moving the game plans from. It was great to have Stephon Diggs come, you know, as a leader last week and actually back up all that talk. But you know, moving the game plans around to, you know, based on his defensive weaknesses, I think if you're going to have sustainable wins even against really bad teams, it's, you know, it can't all go through one guy. And I'm looking forward to see. I think Travion Henderson is going to break out this week.
All right. Thanks for the call, Matt. Interestingly, it hasn't all gone through one guy the last couple weeks. It has. Back-to-back weeks, it was Stephon Diggs. But the story of this offense over the course of the season was Booty and then Stevenson and then Hunter Henry and now Stephon Diggs. They've actually had some significant weekly contributors, and I think that's a reason to buy into what Josh McDaniels and Drake May are doing and what they can be doing moving forward. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. We also need to acknowledge my guy, Marco Sturm, and the Bruins. Two games played, two victories. Who told me this team was going to stink and miss the playoffs and might tank for the number one pick? They are an entertaining and winning hockey team. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Marco Sturm and the Bruins may never lose. Has anyone ever gone 82-0? I feel like no.
It's on the table. It's legitimately on the table.
If you know, that's what pace they're on for. They've played two games. They won two games. They had to go to overtime, so they're getting closer to losing. Don't love that aspect. But, Fitzy, that was, I said to Dan Ball when I walked in today.
Hello.
I did say hello, and then I said that was as enjoyable a hockey game for the Bruins as I've watched in a while. That was really fun, physical. Zadorov, I thought, killed a man on the boards. He absolutely squashed him into the boards. The guy's grabbing his head. Don't know what happened to him. Don't care. And then you got a young player, Mitten, who scores the game-winning goal. You got your backup goalie looking unbelievable to start overtime. Like, it was just a really, really fun hockey game for a team. And maybe I'm getting caught up in this. You know, I had been told by the hockey people, it might not be a good season. They're not that good. They can't score. Like, there's all these lower, diminished expectations. Mm-hmm. And they go out there, and they're 2-0, and they're Fitzy. Correct me if you've heard this before. They're entertaining me. That's fun.
That's all you could ask. I mean, honestly, what else could you – obviously, some development of the young kids as they – sort of change identities. This is not your same old Bergeron team. Hell, obviously, this is we've moved on from Marshy, and now it's Pasta. And, you know, I love the chat yesterday with the Razor as well, getting some insight. He seemed pretty hype on this team, or at least, well, I mean, that's his job. He comes in and checks in with us every Thursday as sort of the former goaltender slash resident hype man for the Bees. But I don't know how many people had on their maybe they squeak into the playoffs slash as long as I feel like they're pointed in the right direction, I'll be okay with them bingo card. A 2-0 start with each goaltender getting a win as well. Like, Swayman looks amazing the first night, and the next night, okay, he gives up 3 goals, but he is a backup goaltender as well. And they did it in front of the home fans as well, who probably just loved, like, I don't know how many dubs there are on the schedule at home for the Bees with 40 games to go in the regular season at the Garden, but that's great. It's just so, and in overtime too, with Mintner getting it as well. And what he was part of the Carlo trade. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dan Ball.
Yes, sir. Him and a first-round pick for Brandon Carlo. Pretty sweet deal so far.
I was going to say, so far, the ROI on that deal is pretty good.
And Zadorov, so the Bruins, when I saw them put it on the screen, they were like doubling up the Blackhawks on hits at that point in the game. And Zadorov was a big part of that. He was also a big part of some of the scrum scuffles and whatever you wanted to call them late in the game, where my favorite play of the night was he cross-checked a Blackhawk from behind into the back of a Bruin. Said Bruin was pissed, and so were all his teammates, and a melee broke out, all really because Zadorov hit somebody first. But I'll take it. It was fun. We've heard about this, that there's going to be a little old-school physicality to these Bruins, and certainly Zadorov is at the head of that list. But if you're going to get goaltending like they've been getting, and you're going to find a way to put the puck in the net, you can win some hockey games. So Dan Ball.
Yes, sir.
A.K.A. a bit of a resident wet blanket at times for the Bruins in this offseason.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think well justified.
Okay, yep. two games in. How are we feeling?
Much better than expected. I mean, this all lays on the shoulders of Swayman. I liked the saves that Korpisalo made in overtime. He was 21-24 overall, but for me, I'm still focused on what Swayman did against Washington, and if you can get that, because I know that Razor was talking about you'll have a, whatever, 50-32 split,
yes.
I think he said, you're going to need more than that if you're going to be a legitimate playoff team. You're going to need Swayman to be upwards of 60 games and play the way that he did against Washington if you're going to win. So I'm encouraged. He also played a really bad team last night, one of the worst in the league. So,
All right.
I'm encouraged so far. I certainly am, but you got a long way to go.
You got to scrape the dubs wherever you can get them. By the way,
no question.
I'd also just sort of like to point out, last year, the Lindholm Incorporated was basically a net zero for the Bruins. You know, Elias Lindholm did not have the great first year with the Bees that we had hoped, and the Hamper was basically gone for the year with the knee injury. Now Hamper's back, and Elias Lindholm, 2 games. 2 goals. I'll take it.
So is he going to have 82 goals?
Yep.
Wow. The pacing
market
for this team.
Book it.
82 wins, 82 goals. Perfect.
Oh,
love it.
Oh, also, I bet you if there had ever been an 82-0 hockey team, it wouldn't be 41-41 for two separate goaltenders, and they could do that. They're on the current pace for that as well. I also thought it was a little weird that Razor said, didn't everybody fixate on 55 games last year? That was why they had to make the trade. Everybody wants to play 55 games, and now we're at 50-32. How'd that happen?
Yeah, all of a sudden the goalposts are moving for what's considered to be a successful season for Swayman. Here, plain and simple, Andy, he gets paid too much money to only play 50 games.
Yeah.
That's just as easy as it is.
I can really appreciate the moving of goalposts. I really, truly enjoy it at times.
Uh-huh.
But I noted that with Razor yesterday. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson will join the fun. We're obviously going to get into the latest and greatest in the Bill Belichick story. But at 3, it's time for our 3-point stances. And I'm going to tell you my working theory as to why the Bruins don't have a captain and when they might have a captain. That's up next on my 3-point stance here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.